Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
In GHSA State Baseball Thursday, Worth County ended Putnam County's campaign 10-0 and 5-4. Benedictine bombed Baldwin 11-0 and 10-0. Cook High School swept Thompson 10-1 and 10-0. And Washington County split its doubleheader with Dodge County, winning 10-1 but falling 4-1. Their if-necessary game will be today. Tonight in boys' soccer playoffs, Putnam County will host Pierce County in Class 2A. The Falcons picked Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback of Washington and Heisman Trophy runner-up, with the eighth pick of the NFL draft last night. Georgia's Brock Bowers was taken by the Las Vegas Raiders with the 13th pick. And Georgia's offensive tackle Marius Mims went to the Bengals at number 18. Mims is from Cochran in Bleckley County. The Braves will take on the Cleveland Guardians tonight, starting a weekend series between the teams with the top records in the National League and American League, respectively. The pregame coverage on OSN is 6:05. Taylor County ended the GMC Prep boys tennis team season Wednesday, blanking the Bulldogs 3-0 in second-round state play. Brentwood's boys are tennis state champs in GIAA-AA, while Gatewood won the AA boys golf title. The GIAA state track meets are underway in Columbus through tomorrow. The Central Georgia Sports Report says Baldwin High's Isaiah Dennis will continue his basketball career at the college level after signing with Southern Union Junior College in Alabama. It's the Peach Bowl Conference Championship starting today in tennis and softball for the GCNSU teams. Both tennis teams will be in Columbus for those tournaments, and softball will be in Columbus too. Bobcat women's tennis will take on Augusta University today, while the men will play North Georgia. The Georgia College softball squad goes against Lander late this afternoon. The Bobcat baseball squad opens its final conference series of the season tonight at North Georgia. The teams were tied for second place, but the Peach Belt has nullified three of North Georgia's wins over USC Buford due to the use of an ineligible player. The Bobcats need to win one game of this weekend's series to finish second and host part of the championship. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.